Another great, great story for you. If you're on hold, stay there. We're joined right now by an 8-year NFL vet. 3 seasons with Tampa Bay. 3 seasons with Atlanta. He announced his retirement earlier this offseason. He was the 117th pick overall in 2010 out of UNLV. Joe Hawley is my guest. Joe, it's so good to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
Good, Joe. Great to talk to you. As I mentioned right at the top, Joe, you played 8 years in the NFL, the last 3 with the Bucs. Earlier this offseason, you announced your retirement. Let me start right there. How long had you been thinking about that, and how did you know it was time?
Man, it was kind of a slow build. I mean, you start playing a lot of football, your body starts breaking down, and the mental stress starts to catch up with you. So the last couple of years, I knew it was coming to an end, and this last year, I actually ended up not starting. I was kind of grooming a guy to change positions, Ali Marpet from right guard to center. So I was actually on the sideline for most of the season, and it was the first time I was on the sideline without that real fire or urge to get out there and play, and I felt really content with it. And at that point, I was like, you know what? I don't really have the fire to play this game anymore. I need to find something else that I do love and I can put my energy towards.
All right, so Joe, what about that? When you start thinking like that and retirement enters your mind, the natural question is, what next? What do I do after football? What kind of thoughts were you then having about life after football?
Yeah, so, I mean, the mindset you kind of have to have to play football is you got to be grinding and working hard, and everybody kind of has this attitude that you need to be getting something accomplished. And so I started stressing out about what I wanted to do. I've always wanted to get into business, maybe start my own business. I've been to the NFL business academies that they put on. And so I've been really prepared for my life after football. And I started getting really stressed out about what I wanted to do next. And there's so many options and so many things that I've done football my whole life, so I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And so I kind of took a step back and looked at my whole life and thought about what an opportunity I have at this point to do something I've always wanted to do. So I decided to buy a van. I rescued a dog from a shelter, and me and her are going to travel the country in this van for a year or two and just see the sights.
Love it. Listen, before you lay that out, and I can't wait to hear about that, there was a time, though, a certain point where you watched a movie on Netflix called Minimalism, a documentary about the important things. So how would you describe that movie, and then what did you think as you were watching it?
Yeah, I mean, that movie's pretty much about this new fad that's going along is minimalism, which is about getting rid of things that don't really add value to your life. And the thing that spoke to me about that is that could be different for everybody. It's not like you need to live with this amount of things, or you can't have this, you need to live with this, or why are you doing that? It's kind of your own journey. And so if it doesn't add value to your life, then you're supposed to get rid of it because then it's just excess. And so I kind of found that very powerful. And so I decided to kind of give it a try. When I decided to move into this van, I ended up giving all my furniture away to charity, and I reduced my closet by 70%. And basically, if it didn't fit in the van, it didn't stay. And so far, I mean, I'm a week on my road trip, and it literally feels like a weight's been lifted off my shoulders just getting rid of stuff that doesn't really – I mean, it's crazy how much stuff we accumulate over our lives that we don't really realize is even there, but it definitely takes up space in our soul and our clouds, our surroundings.
Joe Hawley, my guest. Joe, it makes so much sense to me. Like, we had a move recently, and I was going back and forth with my wife, like, throw it away, throw it away, throw it away. It's just, it's too much. It's clutter. We don't need it. So I know exactly what you're talking about. But it's one thing for you to watch a documentary like that and think, yeah, man, that makes a lot of sense. But it's another for it to resonate and to make those kind of changes. So, like, where did the idea of buying a van and taking a 48-state trip come from, and what made you want to do that?
I mean, it was kind of a slow build. The idea I had a couple of years ago, I always wanted to see the country. And, you know, not a lot of people know this, but the United States has one of the best national park systems in the world. We have a lot of good public land and a lot of beautiful places to see. And, you know, on social media, you see all these beautiful places, you know, on Instagram and Facebook of places people have been and magazines. And it's like, I don't want to be looking at these through a screen. I kind of want to go experience them on my own terms and for myself. And so I decided to take this opportunity to go but travel the country and see what this beautiful country has to offer.
Joe Hawley joining us. So, Joe, the van. I mean, you're spending a lot of time in the van. You sold your Mercedes, and now you're in the van. Describe the van. What's it look like on the inside, and how is that ride?
Man, it is a badass vehicle. It's an E350 cargo van that's been converted into a camper by a company called Sportsmobile. The top actually pops up. I don't know if you've ever seen anything like that, but it pops up so I can actually stand up inside of it when it's popped up. It turns into a bed at nighttime, so I can, like, sleep in, like, a little bunk. It's got solar panels on it. It's got a full running sink, a 16-gallon fresh water tank. It's got a mini fridge. I get a trailer in a couple weeks that I'm getting done at a shop that I'm going to have a generator on, propane tank, grill. So it is, it's pretty much self-sustaining. It can go anywhere. It's four-wheel drive, so it handles pretty much anything a Jeep would handle. It's a pretty amazing vehicle.
And listen, when you lay it out like that, I wonder why we don't all do that. But when I mean, it sounds incredible, and I've seen pictures of it. It looks amazing. When you told people around you that you were doing this, what was their reaction? Did anybody think, man, you have completely lost your mind?
I think the biggest reaction is jealousy and envy. I mean, it's crazy that, like, how many people have reached out via social media and DMs and Facebook and emails and just telling me and showing me their stories of how they wish they could do something like this and how much inspiration I'm providing, which is crazy to me. It's blowing my mind because this is something I've always wanted to do, and I figured, you know, I know a lot of people probably want to do this, so I felt a responsibility to share it with everybody, but the feedback and love and support I've been getting has been incredible, and so I'm just really excited to get this journey started and go see some really cool places.
You know, Joe, we're showing some of the video on our TV simulcast. Something else that's incredible, you not only overhauled your possessions, but you completely changed your physique as well. How much weight have you lost, and how did you go about doing it?
Yeah, so I've lost about 50 pounds since the season. Played last year at 295. I'm weighing around 245, 250 right now. And I just started the keto diet. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Tell me.
It's a high-fat diet, low protein, low carbs. And it doesn't really make sense, but there's a couple books I've read that kind of explain it. I can't really go into detail like right now, but this high-fat diet, and it's when your body changes from burning glucose as fat or as fuel to fat as fuel. And so all this fat's kind of just been falling off me. It's crazy. I almost have a six-pack, which has always been kind of one of my goals. And, you know, eating healthier, that's one thing about football is trying to keep that weight on. It was just another added stress. And, you know, I had to eat pretty crappy to keep that kind of weight on to play offensive line. And so being able to change that, I just feel so much better already, like stress, my mental clarity, and my weight and on my knees and everything. So it's been a really good change.
Joe Hawley joining us for a few more moments. Listen, if you're going to make a trip like that, you got to have a wingman or a wing person. You've got to have somebody to roll with. And so you went to the Pet Resource Center in Tampa. Initially, you didn't really have a connection with any of the dogs until you met one in particular. Tell me about this dog. Who was it, and what's that dog's story?
Yeah, so I kind of wanted to go get a puppy from, or rescue a puppy from a shelter, and the puppies go really fast, and so I went to the same shelter 3 days in a row, and every time I got there, it was like 30 minutes away. Every time I got there, the puppies were gone. I looked around a little bit, didn't really find anything I liked. And the third day, I finally was like, you know what? It's not looking good for me to get a puppy, and I just felt like I should walk around. I did a couple play dates with different dogs, and it just didn't really feel right.
Right.
And I saw this one dog that was just shaking in the corner. All these other dogs are up against the fence barking, wanting my attention, and this one was like curled up in the corner, shaking, like super scared. And for some reason, I felt like this dog right here would be so grateful to get out of here and be a lifelong companion. I just felt this connection, even though that she didn't look at me. She didn't want anything to do with me because she was so scared. But as soon as I got her home, she licked me for like 30 minutes straight, and I could tell she was so grateful. And I got so lucky. I can't believe I found her because she's already potty trained. She hasn't ripped anything up, and she's the perfect road companion. So it was almost like it was meant to be.
So what kind of a dog is she, and what did you name her?
She is a boxer mix. I'm not sure what she's mixed with, and I named her Freedom. Funny story, I was actually driving home from the Pet Resource Center after I adopted her, and I was FaceTiming with my sister, and I started singing George Michael's Freedom because I felt, you know, she was now free out of that cage. I was having a new sense of freedom, about to hit the open road, and so I was just excited, and my sister was like, that's a perfect name. You should name the dog Freedom, and it just fit perfectly. And that's how she got her name.
Joe Hawley joining me for a couple more moments. I mean, Joe, you sound amazing. You sound so great. Like, as an NFL player, you know how regimented that life is. So in terms of this trip, I mean, are you really detailed? Or do you kind of roll out every single day and just kind of let the road tell you where you and Freedom should go and what you should do?
Yeah, I mean, I got a rough sketch. These first couple months are kind of nice because I have a lot of weekend trips planned with different buddies and people I've wanted to see. And so I kind of dip my toe in the water, kind of getting it wet a little bit and doing campsites here and there, but staying kind of around places I'm familiar with. And after this couple months, I plan on heading up the East Coast and spending the summer months up in the northern states when it's not too cold, so I can see the cool places up there. But I don't want to plan it out too much. I kind of want to wing it and let the road kind of talk to me, because if I find somewhere I love, I kind of want to just be able to stay there and not have to worry about adding that extra stress element of I got to get to this place at this time or this place at that time. I kind of just want to go and and experience life, kind of just going with the flow.
Yeah, you know what's great about this? Not only are you doing this, but you're documenting it, and the videos are on YouTube, which are great because they're so honest, especially that first one where you included all of your bad takes in trying to talk to the camera,
man,
and get comfortable.
I did that for like 10 hours.
What was that like? Talk to me.
Crazy.
Right, what was that like?
Yeah, so, I mean, I decided I was going to give this whole blogging thing and YouTube channel and sharing on social media, which I haven't been good at or big in, like, my whole career. So I decided, it was my responsibility to kind of share this with people. And so trying it out for the very first time was super hard, and I was filming for, like, 10 hours, and I finally called my sister, and I was like, yo, like, this is terrible. Like, I can't do this. Like, I'm not going to be able to put this out. And then I had this idea. I was like, what if I mashed up how bad it all is and then put it into a video just to show people that, you know, if you do start something new, even though you're not very good at it, you can improve if you work hard at it and put your mind to it and try and learn it. And so I feel like putting that video out was a good idea, because now I feel like I've been improving on my videos as I go with the editing equipment and how to shoot the videos and how to talk to the camera. And that's another good thing about being done with football, is like finding something else to challenge myself and get better at and put my time towards, where it's really kind of fulfilling to see my growth at something else. It's really awesome.
Hey, Joe, that wasn't a good idea. That was not a good idea. That was the best idea. What is the best way for people to follow you and Freedom on your journey?
Okay, I'm on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook at Man Van Dog Blog, and you can follow me on Twitter at jhawley, H-A-W-L-E-Y, 61.
Joe Hawley, 8-year vet, and he's starting his road trip with Freedom, 48 states. Joe, it's awesome. It sounds great. You sound great. Really nice to have you on the show, man. Have a great trip, and I hope we can do it again.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Let me know if you want to catch up. Maybe I'll be out in the West Coast sometime.
Would love to see you. Would love to see you, Joe. Thanks. Great job. Joe Hawley, what did I tell you? Two great interviews now are number one, and we're back in San Diego. Today is a good day, a damn good day.